If you have explored the art, history and traditions of these lands, I'm sure you will not want to miss the tastes either. As you toured, you will have frequently noticed something. The rows of vineyards that adorn the hills of the area have been the main feature of the local landscape since Roman times. According to Titus Livy, the wines of the Colli Organi were so delicious that the Gauls invaded the region only to take possession of them. The DOC wine road of the Colli Organi unfolds along the hilltops of the area. Cabernet Franc, Merlot and Fior d'Arancio are the ones that you will sample with relish in the wineries of the area. In Soave, where the vineyards skirt the castle, the famous Soave DOC and the very sweet Ricciotto DOCG are made. They are celebrated in the town with the Festa dell'Uva on the third Sunday of September and with the Festa Medievale del Vino Bianco. But the gastronomic connoisseurship of the Veneto region is not only made up of wine. In Cologne, famous everywhere for its mandorlato, almond cake, in Monselice, with the cake of Federico II, and in Montagnana, with the sweet bread of Izzelino, you can satisfy an unscheduled sweet whim. Every year, Montagnana celebrates its Veneto ham, the sweet and tender Berico Euganeo DOP. Dress it with delicate olive oil from the Colli Euganei, or East Verona, try it with radicchio from Colonia Veneta, or together with the pink sweetish potato from Guapo. These are ancient and intense flavors to take home with you, together with the memory of these stones, walls and castles around which these excellent products take form in the earth and through the hands of its inhabitants.